or just walking on a cement sidewalk, and now it just turned to bricks.
22-year-old Brant Larson is tapping his white cane through a bustling downtown Des Moines, heading for a tea shop in the city's East Village.
So here's an alleyway. You can tell from the little, or maybe, I don't know what it was, a little something. There was a dip, and then I came back up, so. Parking meter or pole.
The linguistics major at the University of Iowa is 5 months into a program offered by the state's Department for the Blind. He's one of about 100 citizens who each year receive help from the department to live independently despite poor eyesight. Sandy Tigges is the administrator of the Orientation Center, where students get mobility training as well as computer, cooking, and woodworking classes.
And so then when they leave here, they're ready to go to college or go to, back to work or go to work, take care of their families, whatever their goal is.
Tigges completed the program herself. She began losing her sight when she was a teenager. It was totally gone by the time she turned 18. But blindness did not stop her from earning a doctorate in English.
A big thing that always struck me when I was a student here was when I said, I want to be an English teacher, nobody said, you can't do that. They said, okay.
So she became a college professor and an example for the many visually impaired students who arrive at the Department for the Blind each day for classes. 59-year-old Terry Brannon was one of them. Despite being legally blind in high school, he was a state champion pole vaulter. Today, he runs marathons. He operated a bar in Shenandoah for 25 years, but he can only see peripherally. He never once turned to the department for help until his daughter convinced him to check it out 3 years ago.
They made me a smarter blind guy, I can tell you that. I hadn't typed in 40 years probably. They taught me keyboarding and computer.
Brannon is speaking from his office deep beneath the main post office on the north edge of Des Moines downtown. He's in charge of keeping the 30 or more vending machines in the Mammoth facility filled and working. He also manages the cafeteria for the 900-employee building. It's a job he earned through the Department for the Blind's Business Enterprise Program. This initiative enables people with visual impairments to win the food service contracts in government buildings.
I paid more in taxes last year than I got in benefits not working the year before, and that's kind of what the program's about.
Brannon says he continues to receive support and training from the Department for the Blind. The agency began as the Iowa Commission for the Blind in 1925. It aims to assist clients in adjusting to their lack of vision. Much of this work takes place on the busy streets of the capital city, where Brant Larson is using his other senses to get his bearings.
So we're over the bridge right now, aren't we?
That's right, we're on the bridge.
There's a strong breeze whenever you go over water, which is an important factor in determining for me where we are right now.
Larson has a genetic defect of the retina that has caused vision loss since he was a boy. He faces the condition with a quick wit and easy laugh. He has some vision remaining, but he wears a sleep mask to black it out. This forces him to listen to traffic to determine when it's safe to cross streets.
I used to hate the sound of motorcycles just being really intrusive and loud driving past, but now they're the best because if there's construction going on and I can't hear terribly well and a motorcycle takes off and goes parallel to me, I know I'm safe.
He's quick to point out, however, he hasn't developed any superpowers to compensate for his inability to see.
You're forced to notice things when you're missing your vision, so if you didn't pay attention to things like hearing and touch with the cane, you would be out of luck. I can't imagine you could function very well.
Larson says anyone can lose their vision at any time. More than 3% of Iowans older than 40 are blind or visually impaired. Even with this significant number experiencing vision loss, the Iowa Department for the Blind's director says there remains discrimination against people who can't see. Karen Kinninger says it prevents many of them from finding work.
It is the kind of discrimination that is born from kindness, basically, oh, don't do that, you'll hurt yourself kind of thing.
Kinninger says she was once told she couldn't join a volunteer project because her disability would drag down the team. The Vinton native, who graduated from the Iowa Braille and Sight-Saving School located there, is out to change public attitudes. In business circles, her efforts appear to be working. Graduates of the department's vocational rehabilitation program are placed in jobs 82% of the time. That's second best in the nation among agencies who assist the blind.
We know that with the right training, a person can live on their own, can work, can raise a family, can participate in community activities, can do everything that sighted people do, but it does take the training and it takes the confidence to know that you can do that.
The last confidence booster comes at the end of mobility training. Teachers deposit students at an undisclosed location. They tell them to find their way back to the department offices with only their canes as aid. Former trainee Terry Brennan says he covered 6 miles on foot in the rain and boarded 6 buses to make his return. Brant Larson awaits his final exam. In Des Moines, I'm Rob Dillard, Iowa Public Radio News.